of us in Christians, it was, I think, 1952. And I was captain of the school and the rugby team and stuff like that. And the mobile X-ray unit came around, and the headmaster, Brother Mears, he asked me to give a good example by being the first to be X-rayed, right? I said, no problem. And then a few days later, my parents got a letter to show up at the city hall and see Dr. Finn Fitzpatrick. No, I wasn't. I was fit as a fiddle, you know. I was playing rugby and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It was like, Dr. Fitzpatrick told us, my parents, myself, that I had a shadow in my left lung. And the presumptive diagnosis was tuberculosis. And I'd have to drop everything, take complete bed rest, and undergo a regime of treatment. It was a bolt from the blue, as you can imagine. And the reason I'd gone back to Christians, it was sixth year, was to get my Munster Schools cap. And the week we got the letter, I got picked on the probables team, you know, the trial. I never got to play. There you have it.
Yeah.
So that was it. My mother, my parents were staggered, of course, and my mother was very upset because she'd had a sister who had died fairly young of TB and also a brother in Boston, I believe. That might be more rumor than fact, but he did die young. And so she rigged up a spare room in the house, and I was stuck into bed and put on a regime of treatment which consisted of streptomycin injections and para-aminosalicylic acid tablets, about 20 of those a day. That took some swallowing.
Yeah.
And I was in there and lying low, listening to the light program. That was about reading books and stuff like that. My mother then got kind of fed up with the number of people coming to see me, you know, the lads from the team and all that stuff. They'd smuggle in the odd bottle of beer, and cigarettes weren't banned in those days. So she told the doctor that she felt I should go to a sanatorium. So he agreed, and I was then shipped off down to Heatherside near Donnerill.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Yeah, right. And I went there. The RMS there was Dr. Con O'Leary. He was in charge of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And